This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, self-purification as agent of development. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of self-purification as agent of development. We know that there is no doubt that if one wants to follow definite principles in life, whether of a religious or a non-religious character, one must adopt a well-defined approach. In order to adopt a well-defined approach, it is essential to select a single goal and move in a single direction. Hence, one must avoid desultory involvements that may suit one's passing desires but are contrary to one's principles and goals in life. Self-control and self-discipline is essential in life for every man who wants to lead a human and rational existence. Therefore, when we look at the man, it is a being equipped with the power of intellect and possessing unlimited desires. We have unlimited desires that we follow, the wishes that we have, and therefore, on the other hand, when we have the power of intellect, we need to use these both in a way that we can reach to a development and the self-purification. Therefore, man's perfection and greatness does not depend on physical matter, which can affect his experience only on a sensible plan. But on the other hand, we have the innate, we have the fitrah, we have something which is related to the soul, and we need to think about that, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of self-purification as agent of development, and we said that the human beings, obviously, they have the material life, they have the physical and the aspect of the matter, and on the other hand, we have soul as well. When we look at the self-purification and we say that it is the agent of development, self-purification is not something related to the physical matter. It is related to spiritual matter. And when we look at the self-purification, then we see that a man's real perfection lies in his liberating himself from the straits of illusory lusts and physical pleasures and in advancing on the path of humanity by edifying his sensibilities, disciplining himself, and becoming acquainted with higher ideas and a wider horizon. Therefore, we see that his goals and his perfection lies in the soul, in the spiritual journey, in something which is immaterial, which cannot be seen. And through the material and the physical factor, he cannot reach to the perfection. Yes, he can use these physical matters or the physical abilities that he has, this material world, as the tool of reaching to perfection. But obviously, he cannot rely on the physical matter only, as there are some people who deny the religion, who deny the God, who talk about the material world, and they want to, and they're trying to prove the existence of the world on the basis of material, as the philosophers in the West has done. But what they do about the immaterial factors, what they do about the things that are not fit, that are not physical, and we cannot see them. Therefore, we need to have this self-purification with the help of soul, with the help of purification, with the help of having some ethical rituals so that we can have this purification, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.